英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的英文电台地道美语口语经典课，欢迎出我们的嘉宾 Mark 老师。
大家你好们啊，节日快乐，女生们快乐吗？
哎呀，老师知道今天是什么日子？
那个是
International
Women's Day。
是的，今天是3月8号 International Women's Day、
对，
国际妇女节，所以在这里呢要祝我们所有的女生朋友们节日快乐。
节日快乐。
谢谢马克老师代表男同胞们送上了祝福。谢谢。
好。
今天呢我们也和大家一起来说一个关于女生的主题，好不好？
嗯。
一个非常女生会比较感兴趣的话题，其实男生也可以，因为我们要说一说 decorating the houses。
Yes, yeah, important.
Decorating houses, 装饰或者是装扮你的家，是吧？
Mm-hmm.
春天到了，我们也知道哈，有哪些人自己的家里或者是小区里已经开始叮叮咚咚的开始了、
yeah. Construction noise、yeah.
装修的声音了，请在这里举个手哈，我举手，因为我家的邻居已经开始在 decorating houses。
Oh no, are they gutting the place?
Yeah、
oh, that's a long time.
不得了、春天真是个好季节，但是春天呢也是家装的季节了，在春天我们可以开始准备着要给自己的家里换一些新的面貌了。想不想把房间重新粉刷，画个鲜亮的颜色呢？想不想添置一些 new furniture 新的家具呢、想不想采购一些个性化的摆设呢？哎呀，其实女孩子在这方面最有自己的心得了。女孩子最喜欢吃不尝尝，哎，给自己家里来点新鲜的小玩意儿啊，摆摆呀，是不是？马克老师家里是不是也是这样啊？
Yes, yeah, get something new, give the house a new feeling, yeah, as you said, give the house a new face, yeah.
我觉得吧，就是咱们的父母啊、这一辈，我们小时候经常看着他们哈、
对，
喜欢像我们的 parents, 或者是 grandparents,
yeah,
就喜欢在家里摆摆弄弄的，今天把这个家具换到这个屋，明天把那个屋家具换到那个屋，后天给家里换了新的 curtain 窗帘、是不是这样的？马克老师家里是不是这样
的？ Yeah, 有一样的，对对对。老修东西，老换东西，对对对。
What about your parents?
Yes, yeah. My mother and father, did a lot of remodeling of houses that they've owned, and after that they could sell them for much more money. And so I remember as a kid always dealing with maybe the kitchen couldn't be used so easily, or they took out a wall or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, 在美国的话、应该是你们应该是 own a house,
yeah,
是真正那种 house.
Yes, yeah.
有 two floors.
Yeah, usually, yeah,
至少是两层楼的这种 house.
Yeah.
所以您家里小时候是经常都在搞这种 remodeling,
yes,
装修的工作、
啊。Yeah, a lot, yeah.
一会儿厨房不能用了、一会儿卧室不能用了。
对对。
所以看来家长们还是喜欢把这个家装作为一个生活的乐趣所在啊。然后呢你们把自己的房子做好了以后可以卖一个好价钱。
对，一样的，对对对。
哦，是这样的哈。那现在呢也是，现在在城市里面啊，大家也都很流行把自己的家过段时间就重新 renovate 一下、remodel 一下。
Yes, yeah.
为什么我们喜欢这么做呢？
It's fun. It gives you a good feeling when the work has been done. You know, you get to enjoy it. I think it's a good project. Yeah.
就是为了享受摆弄家具的那种快乐吗？
Yeah, 我觉得快乐，对，去玩了还可以。
就弄完了以后会享受那种成就感，哇，家里又焕然一新了。毕竟呢你是住在家里，你是要去享受的，
对，
享受生活，所以在家里增加一些花花草草啊，没事就在家里摆弄摆弄啊，可能算是生活的一大乐趣吧。很想知道我们的 audience 和 listener 当中有多少是喜欢在自己的家里摆弄decorating,
yeah,
请告诉我们，如果你家里现在也正在装修的话也请告诉我们，我们来看看这个频率高不高。
好，
所以今天的这两段对话呢我们就在要和大家一起来聊一聊啊，所以说这个小清新的女生主题口语书里面的 The Topic 10、春天一起来重新打扮你的家。今天有两段对话还有四句微信的中译英的互动挑战等着大家来。首先我们请马克老师给我们把今天的对话走一遍。
好。Mark, I've been thinking, I think it's time we blow away the cobwebs and redecorate our house. I knew you had something up your sleeve. No wonder the past couple of weeks you've been wanting to come with me to the hardware store. I don't know, Jingjing. What do you have in mind? Well, I really wanted to repaint the walls in the den. I think a bright orange would breathe new life into that room. It's been so dark and gloomy the past few years. Bright orange? You have got to be kidding me. If we're redecorating our house, you're not going near the den. That's where me and my boys watch football every weekend. The hell you're going to paint it bright orange? Why not? You're not the only one who brings home the bacon, you know. I have a say in this, too. You're right, but I'm really not sure about bright orange walls. You just have to trust me. Besides, women are naturally gifted at decorating houses. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's go to the hardware store, and we will both decorate the house. Okay? Okay, let's go.
Dialogue 2. Jingjing and Mark arrived back at home after buying things to decorate the house.
I'm so excited. It's time to shake things up and make our home more beautiful. After we're done decorating, it better look more beautiful. After all, we spent mega bucks at the store. Out with the old, in with the new. Let's first put up the new pictures that we bought. Okay, and after that, we can start painting the kitchen. Wait, don't we have to move the refrigerator before we can paint the kitchen? We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. For now, let's just hang up these pictures. Okay, also you can help me put up these new flower pots on the fireplace. I bought two of them. Aren't they lovely? You bought two? Why did you do that? One wasn't enough? Well, if we have two, then our house will seem more balanced. Come on. You know it's important for us Chinese to decorate our home with feng shui. Fine. Whatever. And then you can help me drill some holes in the bathroom. I want to install some new light fixtures. Drill holes? How am I supposed to do that? With my electric drill. I don't know. I think those things have a learning curve. I'm not sure I can do it. Oh, come on. There's nothing to it. Even my grandmother can drill a few holes in a wall. Okay, whatever. Let's just get started. Here, help me lift this picture.
哎呀，今天这个对话信息量真的好大呀。怎么样去装饰自己的家里啊，除了刷墙啊，摆家具啊，挂画啊之类的，竟然还跟风水有关系。
哎
呀，你看我们这个对话含金量是有多高。
Yeah.
人呢都是喜新厌旧的动物，所以家里的家装摆了一段时间以后，觉得不行，我得整点新的。所以今天的核心其实就是 out with the old, in with the new。旧的不去，新的不来。好，我们一起开始学习今天的对话。第一句，晶晶说，马克，我最近吧，在想着。
Mark, I've been thinking.
一定要用现在完成时，因为我是一直在想，最近一直在琢磨着事儿。I have been thinking. I've been thinking, 省略号，想什么呢？我觉着吧，是时候我们该除旧迎新，重新装修我们的房子了。
I think it's time we blow away the cobwebs and redecorate our house.
I think it's time we blow away. Blow away 是一个短语。
Blow away.
好形象啊。
Yeah.
瞬间懂了，就是吹走。吹走什么呢？
Yeah, clear away the cobwebs.
Cobwebs. 什么意思？
Spider webs that have kind of grown together and been covered with dust.
就是那个蜘蛛网。叫做 spider webs.
对。
但是口语里可以说成 cobwebs.
Cobwebs, yeah, they've been there for a long time. It just looks like dust.
但你这房屋里都已经有 cobwebs, 是该有多脏了。
有可能是多的，对对对，很脏的。
Blow away the cobwebs. 其实它字面的意思呢，是说我们应该去把那些蜘蛛网给扫掉了。但是我们理解为是，就是清扫、整理。
Right, yeah, clear out the house, clean out the house.
所以 clear out the house 是它真正的意思 or clean out the house、
yeah.
打扫房间是它真正的意思字面上是说 blow away the cobwebs、
yeah.
好 and
redecorate our house
这是今天的关键词 redecorate、decorate 是装饰 redecorate 就是
Yeah. Change the decorations, replace them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Change the decorations, replace them.
Mm-hmm.
重新装饰, redecorate our house. 这是晶晶的想法。马克怎么想呢？我知道你心里在打着小算盘。
I knew you had something up your sleeve.
小算盘，难道英文当中我们要把算盘翻出来吗？肯定不会这么说。英文里一种说法叫做 you had something up your sleeves.、
Mm-hmm.
你的袖子里藏着一些东西。
Yeah, yeah, you had something in mind, something that you were planning and that you're getting it ready.
You have something you're planning.、
Mm-hmm.
你有一些正在计划着、打算着的事情。
Yeah.
在英文中我们就说 You had something up your sleeve.
Yeah.
就像是在你的袖子里藏着一样。
Mm-hmm.
你的主意、
mm-hmm.
你的想法、你正在酝酿着的东西。咱们以后就这么说。哦，难怪了，在过去的几周你一直想跟我去五金店。
No wonder the past couple of weeks you've been wanting me to come,、you've been wanting to come with me to the hardware store.
No wonder.、
Mm-hmm.
New words.
No wonder. Yeah. It means that there's no surprise. 当然、yeah.
哦，当然。
对不对？差不多。
毫不意外。
Mm-hmm.
难怪。
Yeah.
过去几周咱们英文怎么说
The past couple weeks
对了、
yeah.
咱都得说 a couple of 一些些的、
mm-hmm.
一些些周过去一些些周啊、The past couple of weeks You've been 你看又是现在完成式 You've been wanting to come with me、
mm-hmm.
一直都想跟着我一块儿去哪儿呢
To the hardware store
关键是学会五金 Hardware 怎么说哈、
mm-hmm. Hardware store
Now what about software
Software is for computersoftware
是软件
Yeah, hard to find software stores anymore, right? Everybody just downloads the software.
Software 就没有 store 了、
mm-hmm.
但是呢 hardware
Yeah, you have to、yeah.
五金这些硬件、啊、就必须得是有个 store、
mm-hmm.
hardware store、
yeah.
哎，我不知道啊晶晶你有什么想法吗
I don't know, 晶晶 What do you have in mind?
瞧问话的时候他是怎么说的、
mm.
What do you have in mindCan I ask, what you had something up your sleeve? 不可以这么问吧。
Not there, yeah, because, you know, you could say, you know, what do you have up your sleeve if you expect someone is hiding something? But if you want them to openly tell you their opinion or their idea, it's better to ask them, what do you have in mind?
所以啊直问别人有什么想法直接了当的你就可以说 what do you have in mind?
Yeah.
您怎么想啊您怎么考虑啊、
mm-hmm.
您有什么打算呢婷婷说了。嗯，我真的很想重新粉刷一下客厅。
Well, I really wanted to repaint the walls in the den.
I really wanted to, 来咯、mm-hmm. 重新粉刷叫做
Repaint.
Paint, 刷。
对。
Repaint.
Paint over.
刷过去、mm-hmm. 啊重刷一遍。刷什么 ?The walls.、
Mm-hmm.
In the
den.
Den. D-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
这是什么意思啊
Well, bears and other animals may live in a den.
哎这是熊的这个巢穴
对不对 yeah, 所以没有那么多床 doesn't have any windows. Usually it may have a small one. You know, it's kind of a small room.
就是一个小小的房间、
mm-hmm.
也没有床。
Yeah.
啊没有窗户吧应该是。
Yeah.
好反正也是比较狭窄的就像那个熊冬眠的时候住的那个 den 一样。
Yeah, yeah.
原意是指熊的一个巢穴。
Yeah.
这里 den 形容我们的那个小房间或者是一个小客厅啊小过厅之类的、uh-huh. 我想 repaint the walls in the den 我觉得亮橙色吧会给咱们的房间注入新的生命好颜色对于房间和心情的影响这句话呢我们想来给大家做一个微信挑战这是今天的我们的第一句练习来我们来看看第一位同学漫天飞雪
好 I think a bright orange will breathe a new life into the room这个还可以但是你不用 a new life 就是可以 breathe new life into the room 也有那个 will 可以换 would 所以换完了是 I think a bright orange would breathe new life into the room
首先它这个短语啊注入新生命它用得很好就是 breathe、
mm-hmm.
呼吸 new life 新生命
对
to
yeah into the room
into the room、
mm-hmm.Yeah,
是不是很
形象? Bring new life to the room or breathe new life into the room.
所以我们既可以用 bring 带来、mm-hmm. 也可以用 breathe
right,、
啊、呼吸进
Yeah.
都是后面接 new life into the room 是可以的。Mm-hmm. 另外是用 will 还是用 would 老师
Yeah, would is better here because we haven't decided the color. Only one person is suggesting it. And who knows, you know, when the paint goes up onto the walls, it might look really different from the little color swatch you saw in the colors of the hardware store. So, you know, we'll see.You know, it would if it looks as good as it does in the picture.
所以呢，在这儿咱还不能用 will，因为这事儿呢还没有说肯定要发生的。
对。
所以呢，还是算是某种虚拟，知道吧？咱们还得用 would、
yeah.
啊。所有的同学参与互动，同学都记得这个地方用 would 会比较好一点。
好
来，第二位，霞不绝尘。
I think bright orange would give new life to the room. 这个百分之百还可以，
很好
的，
很正确。
对。
Barichow.
I think bright orange will give new life to the room. 这个差不多就是要换 will, 用 would.、
好依水若木。
I think bright orange brings new life to the house.
Okay, brings 也可以但是现在没有这个样子所以不能这么确定。所以、可以说 I think...Bright orange would bring new life to the 什么的传多你的房子这个样子吗可以换 room 啊
好的还是 will 换成 would 的重要的问题 Lizzie
I think bright orange gives this room a new life
Okay A new life 还可以但是也可以说 This room new life 不用 a new life 对不对对 ,a new life 就是七十多年一百多年一个人有 lifetime, 对不对、a new life, sort of for people,
So generally speaking, new life, 新生命就可以了。
Yeah, 都可以。
不用说 a new life.
对。
好了来看下一位是安宁。
I think bright orange could infill the house with fresh life.
好 ,infuse 是特别好这个最好的用的 ,infuse。
用得好。
对那个 house 就是要换 room, 其他的都好了 ,95 分。
Infuse the room
with fresh life.
Great, 爬沙行。
对。I think bright orange will breathe new life into rooms. 就一个 room, 就是 den, 对不对所以、would breathe new life into the room.
The room,
就
好了
就一个、
一个房间
对对对
注意单复数胶、
I think bright orange will bring vitality to the room、Vitality 也可以这个颜色就给我什么感觉 Vitality
活力
对对对就是要 wood、
Great 曹阳
I think the bright orange will make fresh life into the room
好也可以、Make 不用可以换 breatheWill breathe fresh life into the room. 或者可以说 bring fresh life into the room, 也可以。
好的、我们来看老师您会怎么说这句话呢
好 I think a bright orange would breathe new life into that room.
I think a bright orange, 亮橙色是 bright, 亮亮的 orange 橙色。
对、
一种亮橙色会 would breathe new life, 固定搭配 breathe new life。
对。
带入注入新生命 into that room、
我们现在不在什么 den 对不 对,
对我们不在那儿、
对
所以得说 that room、更准确了
还可以说那个 a bright orange 是正好用的因为 你在那个 hardware store 对不对有、一直有四个五个样子 that bright orange a bright orange 有很多、
所以也可以说 that bright orange、行、
yeah.
接下来我们看看哈他为什么要给房间刷亮橙色呢因为我过去这几年这屋子啊一直太晦暗了。
It's been so dark and gloomy the past few years.
It's been so dark. 太黑了。
Mm-hmm.
黑黑的。Gloomy.
没有阳台。对。给你很累的感觉。
对灰暗的那种感觉。
对灰暗的。
Gloomy, 啊阴沉的灰暗的感觉。The past few years.、
Yeah.
哎我觉得这种颜色不太好。现在我想换个新颜色换个新的心情。马克就说了亮橙色
Bright orange?
你开玩笑呢吗
You have got to be kidding me
这个短语特好拍桌子的好 You've got to kidding me
Yeah, you've got to be kidding me
You've got to be kidding me
Yeah
You've got to be kidding me 建议大家把这句话背个滚瓜烂熟、随时随地问别人说你开玩笑呢吧
对、
You've got to be kidding me
Yeah
一定要脱口而出这个时候才有架势哈 如果我们要重新装修房子，绝不允许你碰客厅。
If we're redecorating our house, you are not going near the den.
哇，当真了哈。
Territorial.
对，我的 territorial, 我的领地。If we are redecorating our house, you are not going near the den.
Right.
你碰都不能碰这个地区。为什么？这是我和哥们儿周末看球的地方。
That's where me and my boys watch football every weekend.
Oh, 是他的 territory.
Yeah.
That's where, 什么地方呢? Me and my boys, 我和我的朋友们 watch football every weekend.
Right.
不许你把它刷成橙色。
The hell you're going to paint it bright orange.
很有意思,他没有说不许,他说的是 the hell you do something.
Yeah, yeah.
Means...
有一点夸张，对 ,it's like, you know, that's hell if you do that, yeah.
有点那种这种去你的那意思啊。
嗯，有一点点，对。
绝不可能，打死我都不行。
对。
除非从我的尸体上踩过去。
Yeah, come hell or high water, you're not gonna paint it bright orange.
The hell 加在前面就是绝不可能，永远不能发生。The hell you're gonna paint it bright orange.
Yeah.
想都别想，想都别想，这念头都别动。不许你把它刷成橙色。哎，这边就奇怪了，说为嘛呢
？Why not？
你又不是唯一一个赚钱养家的人。
You're not the only one who brings home the bacon, you know.
You are not the only one. 好了，赚钱养家有哪些说法？
Bring home the bacon.
带回家培根。Bring home the bacon.
Yeah.
Bring home the bacon.传统的说法，很经典的说法，就是 make money.
Yeah, yeah, make good money.
Huh? Make a good money.
Well, not such good money, but you know, more than enough to keep up their household.
And to support the family.
Yeah, yeah.
所以咱们说赚钱养家叫 bring home the bacon.
Yeah.
这是对倒推到很多很多年以前养家糊口的时候得带回家培根，让一家人吃饱。
对。
所以这个说法就沿用到今天。说明一个赚钱养家的人叫 bring home the bacon. You know, 我也有发言权。
You know, I have a say in this too.
发言权 I have a say.
A say in this.
In this.
Yeah.
在这件事上面我也有发言权。看到没有 Women, 看到没有
Yeah.
顶半边天。
Women have a say in how to run a household. Women have a say in how to run a family.
看看马克老师都说了 Women have a say in...
How to run a family, how to run a household, how to run a company. Yeah.
How to run a household, 怎么管家。
Yeah.
How to run a company, 怎么管理公司。
对。
看以前那个相声就说嘛妇女顶半边天。不行一个半。不行得三个二十五个三十六个。妇女要顶三十六个天你想一想。其实归结起来就是这一句话。I have a say. 我有发言权的 in this too. 你说的没错。
You're right.
但是我真的对什么亮橙色的墙啊没把握呀。
But I'm really not sure about bright orange walls.
心里毛毛的那种感觉叫 I'm really not sure. I'm not sure. 我真的不确定这事儿会 work out 吗
Yeah.
这事儿会好吗 About bright orange walls. Your mom, have you seen bright orange walls?
I have, yeah.
Where in the company?
Kindergarten?
幼儿园。
Yeah, 豆角角。
小朋友哈。
Maybe the Nike store also.
Oh,
yeah, just do it.
Oh, 还有耐克的商店。
对对对对对。
这种比较 sport, 就是那种 sports field.
对对对。
运动风啊，亮橙色。还有 there's another place. Here in the studio.
Oh yeah, well that's just some of the writing, not necessarily the walls.
哦、oh, 也是。反正我们这个新直播间哈现在呢是北京外语广播 FM92.3, 知北京听世界我们这个直播间现在就是用这个灰色和 gray and bright orange.
Yeah, gray with orange accents.
我们就是灰墙和整个橙色的装饰。
Looks pretty good.
很好看、yeah. 洋气哦。
yeah.
好了亮橙色哈这边就说了哎呀你一定要相信我呀马克。
You just have to trust me.
You just have to trust me. 为什么哈？况且这女人天生啊 啊，这女人天生啊就擅长装饰房子。
Mm-hmm.
这女人对自己的这一套东西吧特别自信啊。
Yeah.
所以呢来看今天第二个微信挑战，第一位出场的同学是 Daisy。
Women are naturally gifted at decorating houses.
Okay, that's pretty good, actually. 100%.
100%啊，他怎么说的呀 ？Women are naturally gifted. Gifted.
Gifted is good, yeah.
天赋的。
对。
自然的，有天赋的。Naturally gifted at doing something. 100%.
Yeah.
轻轻。
Moreover, the woman was good at decorating the house.肯定要换 woman, 就是一个要换 women, 不用 the, Women tend to be good at decorating houses. Houses 有很多对不对 不是一次。所以 moreover, women tend to be good at decorating houses.
咱们都是笼统的说女人得用复数 women,、
mm-hmm. yeah.
房子得用复数 houses,
对
才准确嘛。
对，
另外呢 good at, 啊你可以说是 tend to
be
good at,
yeah, that's
有这个倾向、
mm-hmm.
他们更易于怎么怎么样、
yeah.
这样说比较妥当。One more thing.
Moreover, the woman natural are good at decoration house. So we do need、houses. Decoration 要换 decorating,natural 可以换naturally, 对不对？
对。
Moreover, women are naturally good at decorating houses. 这个还好。
按照这个改就对了。
嗯、
嘟嘟。
Anyway, women are born to be good at decorating.
这个还是100%、Anyway, women are born to be good at decorating. 还好。
非常有自己的想法。
对。
这句话说的。真好，
嗯哼，
也不拘泥于我们这种原句的句式结构，
对，
就用自己的意思把它表达出来，完美，蓝调。
好 ，Besides, women are born to be good at decorating houses. 这个是今天我们在这儿的最好的，有三个100%的，这个是肯定是咱们的最好的。
Women are born to be good at decorating houses.
正好，对。
真棒 ,Oliver.、
Oliver 也是95分。Besides, women are born to be good at decorating the house. 就是要换 houses.
看来这个第二句话是不是要简单一些啊，大家的正确率都这么高。
对。
难点就是在擅长做什么事情这个句式上。小华。
Besides, the women are natural good at decorating houses. 所以不用 the, women are naturally good at decorating houses.
好的。阿小蛙。
Besides, women are gifted with the decoration of houses. 可以换 gifted at decorating houses. 这个还可以。
你别看它是 gifted, 其实它的句式结构跟 be good at something 是一样的。
嗯、对。
be gifted at something, 在某方面很擅长。
对正好。
记得这个介词搭配啊。
嗯、
芝华塔尼欧。
Besides,Women are born being good at decorating houses.
好 ,born to be good at 还行 ,born being good at, 要换 ,born with talent for decorating houses.
好的。
嗯。
接下来这位是位新朋友叫 Caroline Q.
By the way, women are born to be good at decorating with the house.
Okay, 最后是 with the house, 可以换Decorating houses 都行，其他的都可以，它很好用的。
再来一位，刘莎。
好 ，Furthermore, women are born to be good at decorating houses. 这个是我们的第四的100%，很好做的。
也很好哈。
对对对。
好，那第二段的作业呢，我们就检查到这里。看来大家都爱选这第二句，是不是意味着第二句简单呢？未必。啊，来看一下正确答案怎么说。
好。Besides, women are naturally gifted at decorating houses.
这不就是我们的第一位同学说的那个句子吗、
mm-hmm.
Besides, 况且 women are naturally gifted. 生来就有天赋、
mm-hmm.
at doing something.
Yeah.
Decorating houses.
Yeah.
完美。马哥说那好吧。
Alright.
Alright. 我这样吧。我们呢去五金店，我们一起来装饰装修房子好吗
？I tell you what, let's go to the hardware store and we will both decorate the house. Okay?
这个 sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
不能让他单独把这事儿给干了。
对对对对，
得咱俩一起干才行。
嗯哼，
绝不能让他刷成亮橙色。
对
，I'll tell you what。哎，这样吧，我给你一个建议哈。I'll tell you what， 我来建议。Let's go to the hardware store and we will both decorate the house。
嗯哼，
我俩 both 都来 decorate the house。Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go.
那我们就去吧。
对。
这样呢，先提出意见，两个人就能不能同意把这个屋刷成这个颜色呢？
嗯哼。
然后就决定呢，一起来动手行动啦。
嗯。
第二段 ，King Jing and Mark arrived back at home， 回到家里了。After buying things to decorate the house。买完装饰房子的那些东西了，哎，仅仅此时此刻说，哎呀，我太兴奋了。
I'm so excited.
要开始干活了，是时候好好的改造一番，让我们的家变得更漂亮了。
It's time to shake things up and make our home more beautiful.
有一个特别漂亮的短语，刚才听到马克老师说了吗？ It's time to
shake things up.
Shake things up.
Yeah.
Shake up.
Yeah, it means disturb things a little bit, make some changes. Yeah, shake things up a little bit.
你想啊 ，shake 是你摇摆的那个意思、mm-hmm. ，shake up 有点甩甩、yeah. 啊。
Shake the table, shake the bookshelf.
看看，把你的桌子 shake shake.
对，
把你的书架 shake shake.
Yeah, yeah.
很多歌里边都唱 shake shake shake.
Yeah, shake things up is done a lot. Also, when someone joins a new company.You know, maybe as a new manager, they say, I'm going to have to shake things up a little bit and maybe fire some people, hire some new ones, whatever, change the rules.
所以 shake up 就是指那种原本不动的东西、mm-hmm. 你去给它带来一些变动。
对。
包括像新领导上任 啊,、
mm-hmm.
啊公司里要做一些变化呀、
yeah.
shake things up. 在这里在家里 shake things up, 就是做一番改造。
对。
那么改造以后呢Make our home more beautiful.
嗯、mm-hmm.
是为了把我们的家变得更漂亮吧。马克说哦、oh, 最好是这样。
嗯、mm-hmm. Yeah. After we're done redecorating, it better look more beautiful.
所以翻译成中文我们就说一个最好是这样、mm-hmm. 啊。英文他说的是 After we're done decorating, 等我们做完这一场装饰以后、
yeah.
它最好是变得更漂亮一些。
You could say it better be, it had better be, but this is a longer way, a clearer way of expressing that.
It better look more beautiful.
Yeah.
是不是?
Yeah, it better be, or it better look more beautiful.
就是说,哎呀,我希望是这样吧。
Mm-hmm.
别搞砸了。
Yeah.
最好是越弄越漂亮。
Yeah.
要么说呢,哈,毕竟我们刚刚啊,可是在商店花了血本的这个在商店花大钱啊也是一个考验哦你怎么说在商店花血本这种表达好这是我们的第三句微信大家都练起来
好
第一位是谁
Colin Lee
Colin Lee、
mm-hmm. After all I just cost an arm and a leg in that florist这个 cost 是你买什么东西这个东西让你 cost, 对不对但是不是你 cost,、你 spent, 对不对 After all, I just spent an arm and a leg at the shop.
花钱这事儿吧、
嗯、
它的表达对很多同学来讲依然是个难点。
对。
是 somebody spend some money on something,、
嗯、
这是一个基础的结构。
Yeah.
还有一个是 something,cost somebody some money.
嗯哼 yeah.
所以如果你要用 cost, 前面一定是。
这个东西是多少钱
对。
对。
所以 Colin Lee, 你看你不能说 I just cost,、
yeah.
你得说 I spend.
Yeah.
第二位同学是敏。
After all, we have splashed out in the store.
Okay, splashed out 也可以。No, splash the cash, right? After all, we splashed out, we don't had, at the store 也可以。
所以 splash out, 他用的这个短语是可以的。
嗯、
花挥洒。
对、啊。
好洒了多少钱。
对、
啊。叫 splash out、
yeah.。
非常的生动形象。接下来是 Eva、
嗯。
After all, we cost a lot of money in the shop just now.
对都一样的 it's spent, yeah? We spent a lot of money, 也有、at the shop just now, 也可以。
活在当下。
嗯。After all, the shop bankrupted us.、
Oh.
Bankrupt, 有很小的但是你可以说 the shop nearly bankrupted us, 也可以。
Bankrupt 是破产吧。
Mm-hmm.
那不能这么用是吧？
可以用，但是很多的人如果太认识你的，你可以确定你的不是 bankrupt， 然后不太认识你，他可以怕你没有钱啊，你怎么了？啊，丢了工作了吗？
所以
对，所以 nearly bankrupted us 也可以，
差一点儿让我们破产
也可以，
用 nearly bankrupted us
对
会更加的准确。
After all, the shop nearly bankrupted us，
听上去就更加地道了。
嗯
，Great， Jackie Wu。
After all, we just spent an arm and a leg in the shop， 就要可以换 at leg an arm and a leg at the shop， 其他的都好，这个是咱们的。在这儿最好的就是五分。
为什么好呢？因为他用了一个短语叫 spend an arm and leg。
嗯哼， we just spend an arm and a leg。
就是换了一条胳膊，换了一条腿儿。
嗯哼，
什么意思呢？
Yeah, it means we spend more than we should have, something we need. You know, we spend money that we need.
瞧瞧，把自己的胳膊腿儿都画上去了，你说这代价大不大呀？
花了太多了，
太多了，
对，
血本了，流血了已经哈。
对，
最后一位是 Leslie。
嗯
哼 ，We costed all money in the shop。
好。After all, we spent a ton of money at the shop. 对，
好了，这就对了哈。
嗯哼，
看来第三段还是有难度。我们来看老师怎么说的。
After all, we just spent mega bucks at the store.
哦，这里是 we spend、
mm-hmm.
we spend mega bucks， 新单词 bucks 美元。
对
，mega。巨大的，
对对对 ，mega bucks，
巨大的钱，花了大价钱，花了血本儿，
对
，mega bucks、
mm-hmm.
at the store，
right，
在商店里。前面 after all， 毕竟 ，after all， we just spend a mega bucks at the store，
嗯、mm-hmm.
好，
yeah，
来了，晶晶说，旧的扔掉，换上新的
，out with the old， in with the new，
大家喜不喜欢这句话？
Mm-hmm.
记下来吧，真的，去旧除新，什么？去伪存真之类的都可以用这句话。
Mm-hmm.
Out with the old.
Yep.
In
with the new.
看。
Yeah.
出去旧的进来新的。
Mm-hmm.
英文中去旧除新 去旧迎新就这么简单的说法。
Yeah.
Out with the old, in with the new. 好了咱们先把新买的画挂起来吧。
Let's first put up the new pictures that we bought.
这个动词挂画挂用哪个单词啊、
mm-hmm. New pictures
挂这个动词用 put up、
mm-hmm. Yeah, put up、yeah.
Put up、What else can we put up?、
Mm-hmm.
Put up a frame?
Yeah, put up light fixtures, put up mirrors, yeah、
Mirrors,、
mm-hmm.
可以 Mirrors,、yeah. 镜子
Put up a sign?
标语、
yeah.
都可以把什么东西挂起来哈、
mm-hmm.
需要你、把它举起来挂起来的咱们用 put up 这个短语、
yeah.
put up the new pictures that we bought 你看家里很重要的一部分是要有 new pictures 对不对、
mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah.
新的画能够装饰一下你的家里哈不同的时期呢心情不一样哎，就装点不同的画那阿康说好吧
OK
之后呢我们是不是就可以开始粉刷厨房了
And after that, we can start painting the kitchen.
哇这还是 a lot of work.
Yeah, that is.
哎呀还有 painting the kitchen.、
Mm-hmm.
After that, we can start painting the kitchen. 等等。
Wait.
难道我们不需要先把冰箱移走再粉刷厨房吗
Don't we have to move the refrigerator before we can paint the kitchen?
看了啊这个句式的先后是怎么样的、
嗯、
Don't we have to move the refrigerator before we can paint the kitchen、
嗯、哼
首先是先 move the refrigerator、
yeah.
再是 paint the kitchen、
yeah.
好一看就没有什么 experience 对不对、啊
嗯、
直接就开始 repaint the kitchen 了东西都没搬呢
Oh yeah, that's different Yeah, it takes time to learn that stuff
马克才不担心呢他说哎呀船到桥头自然直
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it
这是一种谚语的表达谚语的表达、
mm-hmm. Common saying Yeah
Common saying
Yeah
怎么说的来着再听一遍
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it
We will cross that bridge 我们会通过那个桥When we come to it.
Yeah.
当我们到那个地方的时候我们自然就能过去。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense.
中文叫船到桥头自然直车到山前必有路。
Mm-hmm.
记下来吧 ,common saying, 俗语。We will cross that bridge when we come to it. 没事的，没事的。Mm-hmm. 咱们现在就把画挂起来吧。
For now, let's just hang up these pictures.
For now, let's just hang up. 刚才是什么
？Put up.
对了。
Yeah.
现在 new phrase.
Hang up.
Hang up.
Yeah.
也是挂起来。
对。
所以挂起来，我们学了两个短语了啊，记下来。
Mm-hmm.
Hang up these pictures. 静宁说，好吧。
Okay.
另外，你可以帮我把这些新花盆摆在壁炉上。
Also, you can help me put up these new flower pots on the fireplace.
又来了。You can help me put up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put up.
Put up 又开始举什么东西了，又开始挂什么了，放什么了。This new flower
pots.
Flower pots, 大家知道是什么吗？
盆 yeah.
花盆。
花盆对。
盆叫 pots,、
mm-hmm.
学会了新单词，生活常用的。Flower pots,
yeah,
on the fireplace,
yeah,
这得是西方建筑才有的 fireplace,
对，很好看的，就有一点高，所以如果是很重的东西，也可以帮一下 put up。
其实这个 fireplace 就是用来做这个 decoration 用的，对吧？
Yeah, they have working fireplaces. I don't know.
它这个 fireplace 上面可以挂很多的东西，比如说像一些 pictures,
对对对，
是吧？
很好看的，
一个花盆什么的都可以放在那儿，很好看。
对，
我买了两个，是不是很漂亮啊
？I bought two of them. Aren't they lovely?
I bought two of them. 我一下买了俩。
嗯、mm-hmm.
，Aren't they lovely? 啊，这个还沉浸在自我欣赏当中呢。
Mm-hmm.
哎呀，不是很漂亮吗？是不是很漂亮啊、
mm-hmm. ？Aren't they lovely?
这边说，你买了俩。
You bought two?
为啥买俩？一个不够吗
？Why did you do that? One wasn't enough.
Why did you do that? 在质疑别人的时候、
mm-hmm. 啊，
不明白别人为什么要做这件事情的时候，你就说 Why did you do that?
Yeah.
我不明白 ，One wasn't enough.
嗯，
一个不够吗？你看，这就是男生和女生的想法啊。
Yeah, a lot of times people will talk that way.
是啊
，What were you thinking? Why did you do that?
男生就觉得，哎，一个就行了，搞那么多干嘛呀？
对，
复杂又累赘。这边有理由的，跟你慢慢说啊。
嗯哼，
有两个的话，哎，我们这个房子呢，看起来就更加平衡了。
Well, if we have two, then our house will seem more balanced.
怎么说呢？说 Well, if we have two, 如果有两个的话，
嗯哼
，our house will seem more balanced.
Yeah.
我们的房子呢，会看上去更加的 balanced。平衡的对称的
嗯、mm-hmm, balanced
哎你知道呀我们中国人装饰家里的时候讲究风水的
Come on, you know it's important for us Chinese to decorate our home with feng shui
关键是这句话怎么说 You know, it's important for us Chinese 对于我们中国人来说什么样的事情是很重要的、
mm-hmm.
是什么事呢 To decorate our homeWith 风水
yeah, yeah.
它是用着风水
对
带着风水考虑着风水叫 with 风水、
mm-hmm.
所以风水在英文当中也就是风水
Yeah, people say feng shui sometimes. I mean, people will mispronounce it, but yeah, 风水、
啊 yeah. 马克老师知道多少关于风水的事情
I've heard about feng shui a lot before ever having come to China. Yeah, it's pretty popular.
现在都知道一些什么比如说
yeah, yeah, popular topic.
比如说呢
Mm-hmm.
比如说哪些风水
I think in the West, people's understanding is a little different. It's not so much about how the rooms are situated and stuff is balanced. It's a little bit more like a thought of in America as a superstition.、
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have different color objects in different parts of the room or the different parts of the house represent different stuff. So you put like a Buddha statue here or some kind of colorful cloth, you know, so it's a little bit more...I guess superficial, or there's a novelty thing there.、
嗯、
yeah.
其实这个风水呢，它是关于哈，关于一个气的 flow.
Right.
啊，关于一种气呢，在空间当中的流动。
Right.
啊，什么样的摆设啊，是顺着这个气流动的？
嗯哼。
什么样的摆设，它是阻碍这个气流动的
？Yeah.
所以就有了这样的风水。
Yeah.
这是很复杂的一门学问。
I couldn't really understand it until coming to see some classical gardens or some Sihe Yuan or something like that, and then ask questions like, "Why is that done that way? Oh, that's for feng shui."
哦，对，四合院的设计那简直是一绝。
对， 对，
怎么哪个厢房？
对对对，
门口开在哪个地方？
对对对，
是什么寓意？那真是一绝呀！
门口里边有什么书？有什么？
对，哎呦，有鱼缸，有树，要种什么样的树？放什么样的鱼缸？特别有讲究。哎呀，这真是一门大学问哈。
嗯，
所以我们知道风水的英文当中就用风水好了。
对
，decorate our home with 风水，我们就这么说，讲究风水。
Yeah.
好，马克说。好的，随便吧。
Fine, whatever.
啊，听不进去哈、啊。
Yeah.
之后呢，你可以帮我在浴室里钻几个洞吗？我想安装一些新的灯具。好、嗯，这是我们今天最难的一句微信。
对，是很难的。
勇敢者们，你们都出来吧。
对。
第一位是保护地下水，北纬30度。
好。Later, you may help me get some holes in the bathroom, for I want to put some lights in them. 好，你可以换 may 用 could. Later, you could help me. 然后 get some holes in the bathroom 要换 put some holes in the bathroom.
打洞啊，
对，
要 put some holes.
停一下之后说 I want to put in some lights 就可以。嗯，
好。
嗯，
打洞其实不好说。
对。
Coco.
And then you can help me make several holes in the bathroom. 这个还可以。I want to set some new lights. Set 可以换 install. I want to install some new lights. 或者 I want to put in some new lights. 也可以。
那 install 不就是安装了吗？
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
好。
Yeah, in the bathroom. Yeah.
好，我们来看下一位是丑小鸭。
You can help me to drill some little holes in the bathroom later. I want to fix the lobby in there.
好，之前都好。You can help me to drill some little holes in the bathroom later. 真好。第二的 ，I want to fix a lamp in there. Lamp 要换 light 啊。Fix 在这儿是修，有可能是修的意思。
修哈。
Yeah, you could say affix or put in a light fixture. 或者可以 ，I want to install some lights in there. 真好。
注意哈，咱们所说的照明的灯具啊叫 light、
嗯、
总称，您说的那个 lamp 是台灯。哎，
对、
啊、这是不一样的。灯具是可以装在墙上的，到处四面八方，后面墙后面要埋线的那种、
right.
叫 light、yeah. lamp 就是拿个线一插上去，那个叫台灯，叫 lamp、
yeah.
不一样的概念。七七。
Then you can help me to drill some holes in the bathroom. I would like to install some new lamps.这个是差不多，我们今天在这儿的最好的就是五分。
好
，lamps 肯定要换 lights，
这就完美了。
对
，journey's the end。
嗯 ，then I would you help me punch a few holes in the bathroom? I want to install new lamps。啊，第二个 ，I want to install new lights。啊，换完了 ，punch a few holes 就是 drill a few holes， D-R-I-L， drill。
drill、yeah. 钻。
Yeah, then I want you to help me drill a few holes in the bathroom. I want to install new lights.
最后一位是蓝。
好 ，After that, you can drill some holes in my bathroom, and I want to install some lamps. 好 ，lamps 要换 lights， 不用 and， 有两个。所以 after that, you can drill some holes in the bathroom. 听一下 ，I want to install some lights. 完了。
好。
嗯。
来看老师怎么说的。
好 ，And then you can help me drill some holes in the bathroom. I want to install some new light fixtures.
And then you can help me 打洞来了 ，drill d r i l l some holes、嗯、打洞在哪打洞啊 ？In the bathroom.
Yeah，
在浴室里。然后呢 ，I want to install i n s t a l l 安装一些 new light fixtures.、
嗯
灯具的一种总称叫 light fixtures.
Right, good.
学到了哈，学到了。听说钻孔
，drill holes，
怎么做啊
？How am I supposed to do that?
How am I supposed to do that? 我怎么做呀？
嗯哼、mm-hmm. ，Yeah. How am I supposed to do that?
How am I supposed to do that? 我怎么做呀？用我的电钻呢
？With my electric drill.
学了新单词，电钻叫 electric。Drill、
mm-hmm.
电钻哈、
yeah.
男孩女孩们都可以学一下啊！我不知道啊，我觉得这些东西需要一个学习的过程吧。
I don't know. I think those things have a learning curve.
I think those things have a learning curve、
mm-hmm.
learning curve, 就是学习的曲线。
对, that's a good thing to say here, because if you drill in wood, it's okay, but if you drill in tile or something, that could be dangerous.
是啊,这个学习的周期叫 learning curve,、mm-hmm. 就是说呢,擅长做某事是需要时间的。
Yeah.
你说让你一开始就用电钻,你可能不大行。
Yeah, don't drill into glass right away, right?
对,不要直接就对着玻璃开始钻了,那非常的危险。
对。
哎呀，我不知道我是否能做到啊。
I'm not sure I can do it.
I'm not sure I can do it.
Yeah.
哎呀，不用。
Oh, come on.
特别简单。
There's nothing to it.
听好了，这句话。There's nothing to it.
Yeah.
是什么意思？
Yeah, it means it's easy. 没事儿、
没难度啊。
对，没难度。
叫 There's nothing to it. It's easy. It's so easy、mm-hmm. 的意思。
Yeah.
以后你可以用这样的表达方法 There's nothing to it、
yeah.
连我的祖母都可以在墙上钻几个洞
Even my grandmother can drill a few holes in a wall
太夸张了哈、
yeah.
祖母以前一定是五金店工作的、
yeah.
My grandmother can drill a few holes in a wall、
yeah.
哎呀，这祖母能顶半边天呢
Anyone can do it、yeah.
这边说哎，好了好了先不管了
OK whatever、
开始吧
Let's just get startedLet's just
get started.、
Mm-hmm.
来来来帮我把这张画举上去。
Here, help me lift this picture.
Help me lift this picture.、
Mm-hmm.
来帮我把这画给举上去。
Yeah.
好 yeah, 就开始他们的 decorating 工作了。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
所以这样的一些情景呢能够让大家想起来自己平时在做这些 decorating work 的时候、
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
有些争论、跟自己的小伙伴、跟自己家人有一些 different opinions.
Yeah.
会吵起来可能
It's a good way to know how well you get along with someone Decorate together with them
对对对、
yeah.
凡事啊装个修啊什么的都容易闹矛盾、
mm-hmm.
一闹矛盾就容易测试出真感情
Yeah
好来看看我们学到两组今天的单词短语啊
好
New words
Blow away the cobwebs Yeah
除旧迎新
Have something up one's sleeve
有一个秘密的计划或者打算做一些什么心里在打着小算盘。
嗯、mm-hmm. No wonder.
怪不得呢。
嗯、mm-hmm. What do you have in mind?
你打算怎么做呢
嗯、mm-hmm. Den.
舒适的房子。
Breathe new life into something.
给某事注入新的生命。
嗯、mm-hmm. My boys.
我的男性朋友哥们儿。
嗯、mm-hmm. Bring home the bacon.
养家赚钱谋生。
Yeah. Have a say.
决定有发言权。
好。Shake things up.
抖一抖东西哈就是做出不同的事情、改变。
Megabucks.
很多很多很多钱。
Out with the old, in with the new.
旧的不去新的不来。
Cross that bridge when you come to it.
船到桥头自然直车到山前必有路。
A learning curve.
学习周期。
好。There is nothing to it.
没啥不可以的很容易。
对。
好了。今天节目的最后呢我们请马克老师用正常的 standard English
好
日常生活中的对话速度给我们来一遍今天的对话
好 Mark, I've been thinking I think it's time we blow away the cobwebs and redecorate our house I knew you had something up your sleeve No wonder the past couple of weeks you've been wanted to come with me to the hardware store I don't know, Jing Jing What do you have in mind? Well, I really wanted to repaint the walls in the denI think a bright orange would breathe new life into that room. It's been so dark and gloomy the past few years. Bright orange? You have got to be kidding me. If we're redecorating our house, you are not going near the den. That's where me and my boys watch football every weekend. The hell you're going to paint it bright orange? Why not? You're not the only one who brings home the bacon, you know. I have a say in this too.You're right, but I'm really not sure about bright orange walls. You just have to trust me. Besides, women are naturally gifted at decorating houses. All right. I tell you what, let's go to the hardware store and we will both decorate the house, okay? Okay, let's go.
Dialogue 2. Jingjing and Mark arrive back at home after buying things to decorate the house.
I'm so excited. It's time to shake things up and make our home more beautiful. After we're done redecorating, it better look more beautiful. After all, we just spent mega bucks at the store. Out with the old, in with the new. Let's first put up the new pictures that we bought. Okay, and after that, we can start painting the kitchen. Wait, don't we have to move the refrigerator before we can paint the kitchen? We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. For now, let's just hang up these pictures. Okay, also you can help me put up these new flower pots on the fireplace. I bought two of them. Aren't they lovely? You bought two? Why did you do that? One wasn't enough? Well, if we have two, then our house will seem more balanced. Come on, you know it's important for us Chinese to decorate our home with feng shui. And then you can help me drill some holes in the bathroom. I want to install some new light fixtures. Drill holes? How am I supposed to do that? With my electric drill? I don't know. I think those things have a learning curve. I'm not sure I can do it. Oh, come on. There's nothing to it. Even my grandmother can drill a few holes in a wall. Okay, whatever. Let's just get started. Here, help me lift this picture.
好了，跟着马克老师的朗读呢和我们今天的课堂讲解呢，大家把今天这篇课文好好的掌握一下。我们又完成了一篇。另外呢，春天到了，你可以行动了。家里该 decorating 的就 decorating，
yeah，
该 remodel 的就 remodel 一下。
Yeah.
反正邻居受苦了。
mm-hmm.
好，今天的对话节目就是这样了，感谢大家的收听，我们
Thank you for listening. Yeah，
再见。